Well, first let me just tell you that I am a farmer's daughter. And when I was growing up, one of the things that I really learned from being a farmer's daughter is that we had to do whatever it took, whenever it took, that, you know, we were the original sort of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And that as growing up in the in an environment where lots of livestock and huge land and lots of people working for you and a million problems with the weather and just a million things that you could not control, is that I learned in life that the whole mindset of being an entrepreneur is that you're always scanning the landscape of your life, looking for opportunities, looking for ways to save money, to save time, to be more effective, and to be more efficient. Now, that is not how the corporate world thinks, for the most part. Many people in the corporate world are given a job title and a position, and there's a list of responsibilities they're supposed to do. And after they get integrated into that mindset of these are the things that I'm supposed to do, unconsciously, often, they will shut down that part of themselves, that creative part of themselves on looking for ways to save money, looking for ways to save time, because they get the pats on the back for doing what they were told to do.
Yeah.
And I know I'm taking a long time to answer your question, but the truth is the way that business owners can think like entrepreneurs is you've got to start labeling yourself an entrepreneur. You
yeah.
are an entrepreneur. And be very excited about that, because to me, being an entrepreneur means there are no limits to, there are no glass ceilings, that you can create anything that you're willing to pay the price for. And there's always a price for success. And so to think like an entrepreneur basically means that you're always a lifetime learner. You're going to people like yourself. You're going to classes that I offer. You're always learning. You're always polishing the diamond. Every day you're looking for a better way to promote your business, to improve your reputation, to balance your life. You're just doing everything that's possible to, you know, make your business a more rewarding one, not only for yourself, but anyone and everyone that you touch in that business.
Oh, absolutely. And you said something which is perhaps the first transition all small business owners have to make, but I know it's certainly true for martial arts schools, is to move themselves from thinking like a technician to thinking like a business person and then moving to thinking like a true entrepreneur. And how do you coach people to do that, move out of the focus on the technical side and move into sales, marketing, and opportunity mentality?
Well, one of the first things that I tell everybody, for instance, I have a lot of people who come to me on one-on-one coaching, and they want to be, say, a speaker or they want to be a writer. And I always say, you can be the best speaker or you can be the best writer on the face of the earth, just like you could be the best martial artist in the world. But if people don't know about you and you're not putting yourself out there, then all that talent gets wasted. And so every business person or people who are starting schools, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Starting schools. The first thing you have to understand is that your real business is marketing, that you already know how to be good at what you do, that to continue to be better at what you do is something you'll do naturally, but that marketing and that learning about the whole business process, learning about how to capture your market, how to get customers. Because at the end of the day, the truth is, and I think this was a recent program I just did for you, Sales is a State of Mind.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, if we haven't sold anything, then we're really not in business.
No.
And so all people who are just starting, you know, have to understand that no matter how good you are, your talents are there, but you've got to learn how to do the business aspect of things, where your name gets out there, where in your town, when they think of martial arts, they think of you.
Exactly. Very, very, very important. And a martial arts school has the dual risk of it can be very entertaining. You can sit there all evening, and there's lots of people coming in, and they're all telling you how great you are, and they're having a lot of fun. And at the end of the day, if you haven't added a new student or renewed an existing student, you know, you haven't done anything to move your business forward.
And you're losing money.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like developing muscles. You know, it's like exercising. It's like your body, if you don't exercise every day, then your body starts to deteriorate. After, like, what, 3 days? Just in 3 days, your body deteriorates?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The truth is business is the same way. If you're not collecting names, promoting yourself, if you're not getting students, if you're not getting people to give you a credit card or a check or something every single day, then, you know, business isn't, how can I put this? It isn't something you do as a hobby.
No.
Business is business. Business is your livelihood. It's creating your security. It's creating your future. It's going to pay for, you know, your mortgage payment. It's going to pay for your kids to go to college. It's going to create security for yourself. And when you give yourself 100% permission that you will do whatever it takes to learn whatever you need to learn, and flexibility is power, meaning when you're first starting in business, be very open-minded and curious and very flexible about how you do things, and only train with the best, you know, such as Stephen. I mean, you've obviously been very successful in getting other people to be very successful. Like, if I go to learn how to ski, I really want the best ski instructor I can find.
Exactly.
And I don't want to go down that hill without taking lessons because I don't want to create bad habits.
Or,
and business is exactly the same way.
You know, or Lee, run into a tree.
Run into a tree, yes. And we all do those even on the best days sometimes.
That's right. Well, you know, thank you for that. Let's talk about the coaching process and the process with which people go through to become successful. Because I do believe that even those who are now really trying to grow their business often get the wrong idea about how the process is, as you and I both know, there's the point at which most people are at, which is they're ignorant about their business and they never change that. And then there's the next level, which is the accumulate lots of knowledge and don't do anything with it. And it takes a special environment and a special opportunity to then move to the next level and not only get the knowledge that's specific and appropriate to the business that a person is in, and then learn how to move forward and have both accountability and the capability of applying it and growing the business exponentially.